another hour of MK's biggest hits.
Across Milton Keynes. There we are. We're back. After the whistle, text us your thoughts on today's game, 81400. Start your text with MKFM so it gets to us. Tweet us at MKFM. Let us know what you thought about today. It's going to be very interesting.
MKFM.
Okie dokie. So, I'm here. My name's Tony. And stood next to me, as always, JT.
Good afternoon.
Is it though, John? Well, is it?
What do you think to my voice, Tony? Has my voice seen everything about what we've just watched? That was utterly appalling.
That was worse than last week. Considerable distance. Where to start?
Well, I'd go as far as to say that that first half of football was possibly one of the worst first halves we've ever seen.
We've seen a few recently.
Recently, the last three
or 4 years, haven't we? But outplayed, not talking to each other. I mean, we've got a load of notes here about our thoughts on that first half in particular. Of course, we want to hear from you as well. Text us 81400. Don't forget to start your message with MKFM so it gets to us. You can also tweet us at MKFM. So the lineup, there were three changes, if I remember rightly.
I think there was, Tom. I'm depressed. I got to cheer me up, Tony. Come on.
Paul Kasumu and Harvey out. Harvey's out on international duty, is he?
I'm not sure. I read that somewhere.
Some
Banana Republic, something like that.
Soranola back in. Gladwin first start. And Sorensen was back. Let's talk about the first goal, because that was a perfect example that summed us up for the entire game.
To be quite honest with you, this is a film we've seen before, isn't it? That, I mean, you said when we were watching it, the only bright point was that it came in the 12th minute as opposed to the 10th.
Yes, yeah, two minutes later. So they're getting later, letting in that first goal.
Look on the bright side, cheer up.
But the lad who scored their goal, he was the one that passed it to the man who then crossed it for him to head in.
Yeah, appalling.
He just went straight past. He played the ball, he ambled. I'll use that word, amble, because I like it. He ambled into the area. The ball was crossed over.
And it was a goal.
He took a step, headed it into the back of the net.
I mean, I have written down in my notes, like, for the first half, we were absolutely rubbish in that first half.
We got caught out then, again, after that, more than once again, in behind. One thing I picked up on, watching the ball.
Yeah, ball watching. I've written down here, Britton and Gladwin both appallingly guilty of doing that.
You know, we mentioned during the week in the podcast about having those 4 or 5 men in the midfield who were all on top of each other, but we saw it repeatedly throughout the game, just playing the ball, just watching the ball, and not the man.
Yeah, another like aspect that I've picked up on for the first half was, even in the first half, we were beginning to lose our temper, which is a bad sign in the first half of any game. I mean,
well, was it Gladwin that got booked in the just towards the back end of the first half for a stupid kick. I think it was Morris.
He is just, I can't make head nor tail of him.
I said, even though I looked at the team sheet, I didn't realise Mason was on the pitch.
Yeah, we didn't.
And we've mentioned Once Morris again. Being anonymous, but
I don't know.
God, this is worse.
I mean,
it's getting worse. And
I mean, their number 10, that little nippy guy, was it Kirk, was that his name?
He was the freedom of the left-hand side.
I mean, he was given the freedom of the left-hand side, but even though, he wasn't that great. Did we just make him look good, or is he actually better than he was, Tony? I can't figure that out. I know it's difficult, like, when you've just watched the game and your emotions are still running pretty high, so I'm trying to be as reined in and is not angry, but I'm not happy about that, Tony. I thought that was just a disgraceful performance. This is only the first half. We've got the second half still to talk about.
After last week, we can't really say that that was very good, but I didn't think it could actually be worse. I didn't think that we would play worse. It's not even as if we were necessarily beaten by, because they were wasting time.
They were. Wasting time in the first half.
When they were 2-0 up.
Yeah.
I mean, the first throwing in the second half, the lad tied his shoelace.
Yeah. There are two players.
They clearly aren't that confident in their own abilities if they're wasting time like that.
There are two players I'd like to mention. The first one is obviously Morris, because, I mean, what can you say about him? But the second one, much to my shame, was Lewington, who I thought, not a good game, Tony, today.
It was left exposed often. And again, he had the ball taken off of his foot. He was running with a ball. He was looking for a pass. The ball was poked away from his foot. Why was no one telling him? Why was no one pointing out to him that there's someone behind you? You need to get rid. No, they
there's
didn't
no
appear
communication,
to be any talking,
Tony.
Any communication.
They weren't talking to one another. We spoke morning. You know, by the end of the match, we were, you know, testing one another on the most obscure songs we could find on the internet. That's how good a game that
we
was.
We couldn't find them either, could we?
I got you, didn't I?
No, yeah, you did. Got me a great one, that's actually, one. Yeah. So, yeah. There's little to say about any single one, because usually you can say, yeah, everybody else was not very good.
I mean, I've said Morris and Lewington, but I think I'm doing them a bit of a disservice, because they were all poor, right from the back right to the front. Appalling. They were just awful.
Well, going back to the first goal that and their second goal, both very similar in that they were the man who scored the goal was allowed to run through without being... I mean, we watched the second goal, we watched the replay back, and he just ran past Kasumu. He just ran past... I know he's not a defender, but he just completely ran past without him even being noticed, to then get in behind and score. It wasn't good enough. And
to use a football cliche, Tony, they were gone through as like a hot knife through butter. They had,
especially in that first half. Yeah, I mean, it could have been easily 3-0 at half time.
Well, we're lucky
maybe
it wasn't
even 4.
Three.
Yeah, like we were very lucky it wasn't 3.
It was poor, Tony.
A couple of offsides as well that couldn't see them, but they looked close. But we just had nothing... they didn't look at all confident, crew, when the game kicked off.
I mean, there was one point on the 7th minute where I think Louis went to clear it, and the ball just like bobbled about a bit, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the 7th minute. That should have been a massive warning sign for, you know, for us right there. But it just didn't get any better. In fact, it got significantly worse after that. I thought, and I'm not trying to make it like a stupid point, but see, for the first 5 minutes, I thought, oh, this is looking all right, this. The first 5 minutes... The 6th minute, I just thought, oh, this is a bit
weird. They realised that they had their left-hand side, they had the freedom of that side of the pitch completely. As you said, number 10 was getting in there, getting the ball in his feet. He was putting glow crosses in. It was not pretty to watch. And that first half was possibly the worst I've seen us play, anyway.
That's the worst hat we've ever played under Russell Martin, without a doubt. I can't remember us playing any poorer than that.
No, they were...
You have to think to yourself, I know we get limited options on the bench, because quite a lot of people were saying on Twitter, why, you know, did they bring Keogh on in the second half? That's because that's all we had on the bench, defenders and a goalkeeper, that was it. They couldn't bring anyone else on, because there wasn't anyone to bring on, so that's the problem.
Well, we're clearly not having fun here. So you want to have your say, 81400 on the text. Start your message with @MKFM. MKFM, so it gets to us. Tweet us @MKFM. Let us know what you thought today, because this is all getting a bit too much for me, to be honest.
MKFM.
Not a huge response on the text or Twitter at the moment, which actually isn't that surprising, because I think everybody might be feeling the same.
Come on, let's cheer us up. I'll tell you what will cheer us up, Tony.
See what will cheer us up, JT?
I'll read the scores out.
Read the scores out.
Here are the scores from League One for today. So, Accrington 1, Oxford 4. That's good.
There's something happened to their coach.
We need to find out.
Please, Albie, if you know what that was, text us or tweet that. This hilarious
coach
incident.
Debacle.
Yeah.
Obviously, Crewe beat us 2-0. Doncaster beat Bristol Rovers 4-1. Fleetwood lost 1-0 to someone called Opponent. Gillingham 2, Blackpool 0. Ipswich 2, Rochdale 0. Northampton lost 2-0 to Hull City. Plymouth Shrewsbury was 1-0. Portsmouth lost 2-1 to Wigan.
When was the last time Portsmouth lost at home? In the 70s, I think it was.
A glimmer of good news. I'm clutching at straws, Tony, but Sunderland 1, Peterborough 0.
Yay!
And finally, Swindon beat Burton Albion 4-2. Now, after today, that leaves us third from bottom with Ipswich, which I believe are next week's opponents, Tony, sat right at the top of the table.
Yeah, with very much a 100% record by the looks of it.
9 points.
Closely followed by Hull. And Doncaster then on 7, along with Sunderland.
I'm surprised Swindon are there, sat at 6th.
So we dropped 4 places. It is early in the season, so those sort of moves are going to be happening. But
however, having said that it's early in the season, which it is, it's third league game, there is a distinct pattern beginning to emerge.
And how long can we keep saying that?
How long can you keep that up? You cannot keep making excuses, Tony, like this. You can't keep letting, you can't keep giving every team a head start and, you know, by 10 minutes, by letting them basically score a goal. We're 1-0 down, you know, that's a mounted decline, especially the way we're playing at the minute. I mean, we've got 2 strikers up front. We'd have been as well putting 2 defenders on up front than having those 2 blokes, Tony, because they were one of them was completely anonymous.
What happened,
and the other one was losing his temper and running about a lot.
What happened with the formation in the second half? Because we couldn't work it out.
We couldn't figure out where Lewington was supposed to be.
The
couldn't.
Commentary team on the stream didn't know what had happened.
I mean,
with
there was
formation.
At one point there, I was looking at, like, it looked like Lewington was the only defender. I couldn't figure out where everybody else was.
I mean, obviously it's difficult. We can't see the whole pitch and everything. That is a bit more difficult. But it did appear that we were... And Keogh came on for Mason, didn't he?
Yes, well, I've had a talk about Keogh, to be quite honest. Shall I read it out now?
Yeah, go on then. Who's this?
It's from Camden Paul. And he says he's once again a man clutching at straws, Tone, I would say. But he has he's tweeted us here and he said, the only slight positive note from today's shambles is that you can already see that Keogh won't be having any of this. He knows what an organised defence is. If he knows then, Tony, he wants to start, you know, telling all these, you know, fellow defenders, because they were appalling today.
Well,
the lot of them. There was none of them good, Tony.
I thought after a relatively good start...
You're talking the first 5 minutes of this game, Tony.
Yeah, no, actually, I was talking about one individual player who's had a decent start. I've now forgotten his name.
I can't think of them, Tony.
The difficult thing is, when everybody's played so badly, is to pick out individuals, because it was just bad all round. There was no... I don't get this... going back to their second goal again, where we were ball-watching as the man ran through. The fact that the chap managed to get the ball where he did and then put it away also is just beyond my comprehension, that we could allow a player stood on the 18-yard line to receive a ball onto, like, waist height and then put it away. How does that ball get there?
Well,
why does it get there?
We've had a tweet here, and it's an interesting one from Peter Holmes, and he is... He said he's finding the whole afternoon a giant experiment.
Really? For what?
He's like, I'll read the whole thing out from Peter Holmes. He said, find the whole afternoon a giant experiment, from the team selection to the baffling tactics. I thought the idea of buying Harvey was to replace Louis. He must be good. Gemmell keeps selecting for Scotland. I don't really know what that means. Totally frustrating. And as ever, Stairsy is always listening.
Stairsy is always listening.
I wouldn't say it's an experiment. I say we're fairly hampered on who we can pick, because, I mean, we've just got no one in.
We were happy to see Soren Ola back, weren't
we? Shall I make you more happy?
Sorensen.
Shall I make you more happy?
Go on in.
Healy scored for Toulouse.
He did, yes. I'm sure a few of you have picked up on that already. I've seen a few retweets on that.
So that's good news.
Today wouldn't have worked for him, because...
Because...
The goal he scored today...
He did, it
broke to him and he put it in the back of the net, which he's good at. Right place at the right time sort of player.
But having said...
We didn't have those chances.
No, and do you know why? Because they... And you did pick up on it when we were watching this. Like, Crewe, as soon as we had the ball, suddenly there was 2 banks of 4 in front of their goal. We couldn't get through. There was 1 bank of 4 right across the 18-yard box, and then just slightly in front of the 18-yard line, another bank of 4.
Well, they definitely... Second half, they came out with this whole intention of stopping us scoring. And that 2 banks of 4, 10 men... I mean, I did say... I predicted 3-0 or 3-1 after the second half, because I thought that we would just have the ball for 90% of that second half, then they'd have a breakaway or two and probably score. And there was one where Lee, I think he saved it with his
there was one
inside of his thigh or something to stop a goal. But
I mean, they had a few shots sort of in the second half, but there was nothing, you know, particularly worrying, was it? They were, you know, having long range shots that basically were just dribbling towards Lee. There was nothing really. It was just an immensely frustrating afternoon because you just couldn't see. I mean,
more than we had.
I mean, I'm just going to say it. Moses, he either can't be bothered or he's just not good enough.
Yeah, I did say during the week that I hope he doesn't turn into Jordan Bowery, yeah. But his body language is very much saying that. He's doing a lot of running for zero reward. I don't know if that's what he's been put there to do, but we're playing two strikers. All right, they may not be side by side. They may not be as part of a 4-4-2, but it is two strikers. And we keep running to the ball.
Oh, we've had an update on who Scott Gemmell is. I thought it was Archie Gemmell, that's
Mark. Archie Gemmell,
blimey. According to Old Steersy, Scott Gemmell is the Scotland under-21 coach.
Is he? Why didn't we know that?
Because Scottish football is rubbish. That's why.
All right, well, we want to hear from you, even though there's not really a lot to say. 81400, start your text with MKFM, tweet us at MKFM. We'll come back shortly. We'll discuss our next opponents, who are Ipswich, who are top with 100% record. That's going to be interesting. And we'll try and work out what we need to do for the remainder of this season, which is a long time, to get things back to normal. Score a goal, please. Anybody, just do it.
MKFM.
And we're back in there. I've decided we're not going to talk about that game anymore. We're not going to talk about it anymore. You've got a tweet, I believe.
I've got a couple of tweets come in, and the first one is from David Saunders, and he's talking about Morris, and he's come up with something that I have deliberately not said up until this minute, but we'll just let David say it on my behalf. He has said, Morris has offered almost nothing in three league games, yet appears untouchable. Is his loan just jobs for my mates, inverted commas around that? Well, that was something, I hope not. And he's also egging on about horror, and he says he doesn't look up to the standard, and for the first time, I don't think Louis has played well. It's going to be a long season. Loads of O's in the middle of that low.
I think the O'Hora thing is a good point, because
he subbed him, Tony, so he doesn't trust him.
He's clearly not
good.
I don't
know. Football.
He might be a good footballer, but he doesn't look cut out, or he certainly looks fearful of.
Are you trying to say, Tony, that he's too good for League One?
I'm saying that he's scared of League One.
I would say that as well. And we've another one from a fella called, that he's just called The Don. And now I've not read this, so if I stop, it's because he's said something that I don't think's particularly cool, but I'll read it out anyway. This is from The Don, and he's said this after every game so far this season. Really don't like the look of the back three. Once again, he's picking up on Ahora. He said, Ahora doesn't look up to it, and despite Cargill's attacking strength, I just want to see a couple of centre-backs who can defend. Get Keogh and Williams fit as centre-backs and put Louis back to the left-back.
George Williams in at centre-back with who?
No, I would take that he wants George Williams back out on the right. He wants Keogh and another centre-back, and he wants Louis back on the
pool.
Yeah. I'm putting words into this guy's mouth here, but that's what I'm would be sort of, that would be my
That's interesting, on. Actually. If you had your choice with all players fit, who would your, well, either starting back four or three plus two be? This is, I mean, I think Callum Britton is fine in that position. We know he plays that wide right or that white wing back position very well.
Would you go four at the back? Or
I thought we were going to go four at the back. I've always liked the 4-4-2.
You're old fashioned, Tony.
Yes, it is. But you can play an expansive 5-3-2 as long as you've got two up front. I'm not actually that bothered, but I do prefer the 4-4-2, if I'm honest.
We've had an insightful dissection of the game from MK Don's Paul.
Ah, hello,
and
Paul.
He has quite simply tweeted, pants.
Well, I have had a slightly less than insightful one from Martin Langford, which I definitely can't read out.
Read out.
But
well, I found another one from Jonathan Harris, and he would say that he can't see anything on you know, on the radio with that game. I don't blame you, mate.
But Martin's made his point, and all I can say, he just says at the end, some things never change. Also, I should say,
can I say
hello to my my granddaughter Nala. Nala, I can't talk to you directly. I don't think you quite get the radio thing. But thanks for listening, and you're a poo-poo head. I can't... What are we going to do? What do we need to do? What needs to happen? We know ball watching, clumping together, not talking to each other.
Not talking is the biggest thing.
Those are mental things,
yes,
mainly,
if I just interject,
they?
If you're not speaking to one another on the pitch, you don't know what the other guy's thinking. So you can't react if someone else is just standing there. You're thinking, should I move or is he going to move? They've got to start speaking to one another and they've got to start. And of course, the ironic thing is as well, and then to stadiums, you could hear one another as clear as day, couldn't you? Unless they're trying to keep it a secret, Tony. They don't want anyone to find out what they're doing.
The strange thing is, when we played Coventry and Arsenal pre-season, and when we played Doncaster, the team looked very together, cohesive. It was all working really well. And we said at that point, great performances, just need the goals. That's it. That's the next step, isn't it?
That is what we did see.
We've actually gone backwards in the last two games.
And now we are thinking that there's no defence. The midfield run about in a pack. And the two guys up front, I've said a minute ago, one of them's not interested, and the other one, you don't even know he's on the pitch until someone mentions his name.
I genuinely didn't. So, I knew Mason had started,
Tony,
but I didn't. I'd forgotten he was in the team.
I would be struggling to pick any positives out of what I've just said.
There are no positives from today. There are no positives.
What about the goalkeeper, Tony? We've let him off. He's had nothing to do, has he? I mean, once again.
Oh, Jaskalainen, their keeper, because he had nothing to do. He literally had nothing to do. Zero, absolutely zero. There was, I can't even remember if he, we haven't looked at the stats at the end of the game because
I don't think he had a save to make, did he?
I don't think he had an actual proper, what you would call, stopped a goal sort of save.
I can't remember him.
I don't know, I think we had four shots in the first half with one on target. I mean, again, we were struggling to recall what that chance was.
Let me add then to this general air of despondency. I don't think that we're going to get anyone else in this year.
You don't?
I think what we've got, I think that's how it's going to be, especially after, well, basically, you know what happened last Tuesday night with the, you know, you can't go back. So, you know, if fans can't come, not getting any money in, I don't know what to say. I mean, we've said this on our podcast, so if you want to, you know, if you want to hear what we said, go back and listen to that. But I genuinely think how we started today and what was on the bench, I think that's what we're going to have going forward. I could be wrong. I'd love to be wrong, obviously. I'd like us to get someone else in up front because, I mean, I'm just going to say it again. The two guys we've got up front at the minute are just not good enough. Nowhere near it.
Two shots, one on target, and I'm fairly sure that's what the stat was at half-time.
At half-time.
So that means we didn't have a shot in the second half.
Not at all. He had nothing to do.
And therefore not on target either. So the texts and the tweets are very quiet. And to be honest, I'm not actually that surprised because we have gone backwards since last week.
Let's talk about next week. That'll cheer us up. Who have we got, Tony? Are they any good?
let me check. Oh, yeah. As we said, Ipswich, 100% record with a goal difference of +6. So we'll probably go and beat them 3-0 now.
I don't know. I mean, I've not seen them. They are a big team for this league, obviously, to use yet another football cliche. It's early days, another football cliche. I'm trying to think of a third one. You can only play what's put in front of you,
sick
Tony.
Sick as a parrot.
And you can only play what's put in front of you.
I don't know what we can do. I mean, we know we appear to have the players. Maybe Camden Knight's right. Paul Keogh could be the man to sort it out from the back.
Looked a different prospect when he came on than what we had up until then, but he was running about an awful lot, which is a thing I like to see in a football player. I really like to see a man running about a bit, as I say. But
running about a bit?
I mean, it was a cameo. You couldn't really see Oh, he looks.
He did look lively.
He looked lively. Yeah, he did.
It relieved some of the pressure on Louis to move out further to the left, because he was picking up that ball that Louis was picking up before. I mean, maybe that's not working. As we said,
it's not working having Louis at centre back. I've always said he's not a centre back. I don't care what people say, he's not a centre back, Tony.
Centre back in the traditional sense of the word, but as a footballing centre back who's receiving the ball from the goalkeeper, yes, but I don't know. Anyway, we'll have a think about that. 81400. Let's make sure I've got that right. Yes. To text us if you can be bothered. 81400. Start your message with MKFM and tweet us at MKFM, and we'll be back shortly to talk about nothing.
MKFM.
Right, so they locked the door and wouldn't let us out. So we're here to the bitter end.
Tony, we've had a few more interactions.
Have we indeed?
We've had one here from a fella called Martin Thompson, and he says, "Hi, John and Tony." Hi, Martin.
Hi, Martin.
"You've said it all. Really poor, no fight or desire, total lack of pace, awful first touch, and we were against a team who were bottom." So, not bottom now, are they?
No, they're not. They're definitely not.
You got anything to use, Tom?
I've got one here from Kieran.
What does it say, Tom?
Why have we changed from the formation we played at the end of last season that gave us so many good results? A very good point. I get Russ wants his own identity on the team, but why change what we made look so good last season? Back four of Harvey, Louis, Keogh, Britton looks good. What do you think of that?
Well,
that keeps Louis at centre-back, by the way.
No, I'm not having it, sorry. I'm not having him at centre-back. It's just, I've got one here, this is from Young Albie, and he's saying that quite a lot of people have suggested that we put Louis back to left-back after 15 odd years of the rest of the fans clamouring for him to go to with the defence. So you can't please all the people all the time, or any of the people all the time, Tony, in my view. He's also said another couple of things, but there's an awful lot of swearing in them, Tony, so I'm not reading them.
Got to go with that. MK Dons fan. Ball watching, not talking, and bunching together sounds familiar from my son's under-9s team. That is pretty much what I said last week, except I said under-6s.
We've had a solution to the striking problem, Tony.
Which is?
That's from a fella called Bob. I think he's a close personal friend of yours,
Bobby J.
And he has suggested that you should play up front, Tony. Because he says, after all, you nearly did against Man United, did you, Tony?
I nearly did. I went viral, mate. I went viral. 750,000 Vine things. What happened to Vine? Someone tweeted... I know you're winning 4-0, but putting this bloke on is
oh, when
having
you
a
went
laugh.
To get changed, I remember yeah. that. Yeah. When you went to pick up Robbo's phone for him.
Yeah, go put his phone on charge, yeah.
Oh, and look, we got a... Peter Holmes has given us an update
on
what Russell has said, because we can't get Russell's... We can't get his interview this week, sorry about that. But apparently, according to old Peter Holmes, Martin has said... On today's defeat at Crewe Alexandra, I won't dress it up. We got what we deserved. We let ourselves down with a really poor performance. We have to follow up now with a positive performance and a result next week. I can give you a result for next week already, Russell. And that result will be Ipswich 3, Milton Keynes Dons 0.
Based on today,
can I stop you? Yeah. We'll be lucky if we get 0, Tony, to be quite honest.
Do we deserve 0?
No.
Hey? Are we going to have to go full on minus goal score lines, yes, as with our interest
negative
rates?
Negative equity, Tony.
Negative equity. A points deduction before kickoff. A goal deduction before kickoff. As
it's just
to
a shame that we can't get his interview this week, because I genuinely would be really interested to hear the tone of his
voice.
Well, I think
if he spoke for 11 minutes last week, God knows how long he spoke for.
That's probably why we don't have it. He's probably still talking.
Take
now,
up an entire show. Yeah. I would be interested. I mean, that has pretty much said what I thought he was going to say, and he made no attempt to defend the team at all, which is
you've said that he's not a shouter. I would like him to be shouting at them at full time after that performance.
I said I don't know what he is. I can't see him being a shouter, but there, as I say,
he's a vegan, Tony. You know what they like.
I spent a lot of time in the changing room with Robbie Nielsen, and we played some terrible halves of football and games of football, and he wasn't a shouter
about anything. Him?
No, he was. He had the same tone of voice all the way through.
Monotonously
I can't see
boring,
Russell
Tony.
I would imagine. I mean, Nielsen used to come in and summarise the first half at half-time. After the game, didn't really say a lot, but I don't know, what do you say after that first half? You're the manager in the changing room, you've got them in there, what are you going to say to them? What do you say to them to help them to improve on what has just happened?
I would say, what have we talked about all week where these are concerned? You're obviously not listening to what I'm saying, you're not talking to one another, and to be quite honest with you, I have no idea what the shape's supposed to be. We've gone through shape, we've gone through tactics, you have listened to nothing that I've said, and it's not good enough. There are people sending me text messages, and also there are people who have paid £10 at home to watch this, and you are not doing them any favours. Be much better. Go out there, lads, and show them what you've got in the second half. There you go, Sean. That's what he said.
Right, so they didn't. So what do you do? What do we do now to prepare for a team that have got 100% record from the beginning of the season? They've won 3 out of 3. They've got plus 6 goal difference. What do you do? What sort of team? I mean, has he got a formation in mind for the season? Because we were convinced it was going to be 5-3-2. Then we were convinced it was going to be 4-4-2.
And then we thought it was 3-5-2 wing-backs.
3-5-1-1.
With Morris playing slightly behind that other useless guy up.
And then I'm usually, again, because it's on TV, you can't see the whole pitch, but they were clearly at some points during that second half where we hadn't the slightest clue who was playing where.
No.
And because they were so far away from each other as well.
And I thought, much to his shame, that I thought Callum Britton was the biggest, you know, proponent of not really knowing what he should be doing or where he should be.
Callum, it does tend to stick to the same position. I mean, if he's got the ball at his feet, he'll go on a wander, but he was receiving the ball. I mean, I think part of the problem, if we're going to talk about purely the lack of goals, is the fact that the possession game that we play, at some point we have to release the ball to then have a chance at a shot or a cross or something like that. But we hold on to that ball until, and it's a well-known fact, I've said it a million times,
if we hold on to the ball as long as we have done, it's allowing the opposition to get they've obviously worked on their
exactly.
shape, because they were better than us and they could get back to where they were.
So what do we do? Let's assume if we say that that bunch of players at the moment who can play a possession game but aren't good enough to convert into goals, what do you then do?
Well, we've had another tweet from Kieran, and he has postulated, is this the end for Louis?
I don't think so, because...
And he goes on to say, I completely get your point, but I think Harvey needs to be frequently playing, and he's put Cargill at left of centre-back, ? So he's messing about with the defence.
Well, if he plays a 4-4-2 and he plays Harvey at left-back...
Yeah.
Who are your two centre-backs? One of them, you would hope, is going to be Keogh. The other one...
would have to be Louis, because you can't drop him, Tony. That's the problem.
What about if George Williams is fit, Keogh and Williams, and Callum on the right?
Where does Louis go? Because they've obviously brought Harvey in to replace Louis.
Well, from what Kieran's just said, if that's the end for Louis, what team do you play? What's your back four or your back five?
Back five, that's just what I'm saying. You're always going to have a problem where Lewington's concerned, because you've got the John Terry like syndrome, where you just can't drop the ball. Look what happened before when he was dropped. I know he wasn't dropped for football reasons before, I'm guessing, but he is coming to the end of his career, Tony, and he'll have to be managed into retirement. He just will. And if he puts up in a performance like he put in today, unfortunately it's going to be sooner rather than later.
But wasn't that, I mean, Jordan Houghton, he got booked, didn't he, Jordan Houghton? Jordan Houghton, Gladwin,
another stupid Houghton playing today.
And that's what just jumped into my head. We're talking about Louis having a bad game. We haven't even mentioned Jordan Houghton once, as far as I know, during this show.
I'm just going to check, Tony, if that guy did actually play. I'm not trying to be funny, Tony.
I think he played 90 minutes and he got booked.
I can't remember him even being on the pitch, Tony.
No, I mean, I tell you what, have a look at that, and then let's go through the starting 11 and see what we can recall from that that starting lineup and the subs, as I say, as well.
Well, we had Nichols, Ahora, Lewington. He is there. He did get booked in the 57th minute, Jordan Houghton.
Indeed, and it was a stupid foul,
I mean,
as was Gladwin's.
I can't even remember him.
Well, all right, let's have a look. Nichols didn't have a lot to do, let in two goals.
Ahora.
One very, very good save. Ahora.
Subbed.
Subbed was... Again, little boy lost. Didn't look like he's up for it.
He looked scared at some points.
Louis, isolated, had the ball taken off him. Cargill, who I was trying to think of earlier.
He has resorted to type once again. He's not good
he's
enough.
He's actually gone further backwards than we have in the last 2 weeks.
Callum Britton.
Wasn't very good today. Sorensen anonymous.
Pure. Yep.
Houghton, anonymous.
Well, I don't even remember him playing.
Sorinola got a lot of the ball. Didn't do a lot with it. Joe Mason, we forgot, was on the pitch.
Missed out Gladwin.
Gladwin.
See, didn't even
Gladwin.
Know he was on.
Lots of good touches. Listen, this is it. This is it. We're done.
So what happened when Sam Nombe came on? Because he came on in the 71st minute, and I don't think he really did anything.
No, he didn't. And he
I
almost,
mean, let's be honest, Tony.
Cost us
I know
a by
we
ball
were
watching.
Here specifically to watch the game, but see, for the last 10 minutes... And I don't blame anyone else. We had lost all interest in watching that. We did, Tony, because we were talking about music, for goodness sake.
We were, true.
There was nothing in that game, Tony. Nothing.
Well, we're done, Eric. I'm going to give my prediction for Ipswich next week. And I'm going to say Ipswich 0, MK Dons 2.
Tony, that's not like you to go for a 2-0.
And in the 4 seconds we got left, your prediction.
3-0 to Ipswich.
Done. See you next week. MKFM.